Hello and welcome to another.
Hello!
Another Qantas APMP podcast. So, Tim O'Connor and Adam Montgomery here. And today we're going to be talking about communication and what's important about communication. Why don't we start off just referring back to another topic, stakeholder management, and why don't we just refresh ourselves on the key contents of a project communication plan, one of the learning outcomes here. Why don't you refresh us?
Okay. just the royal we. So this topic, communication, really is an adjunct to the stakeholder management topic. So the project communication plan, you can work out the headings of it really by just asking fundamental questions. Who being the stakeholders and also the givers of the communication? What being the messages, hopefully that's tailored to their needs? How being the format, so face-to-face, written, whatever it may well be. When being some kind of timetable, and importantly there also ought to be some kind of means of gathering feedback so you can ascertain whether or not the communication has been what you intended it to be.
Okay, so that's one of the learning outcomes. I say already dealt with in another topic, but we need to have a little look at the benefits of producing such a plan, explain why communicating with stakeholders effectively is so important. And I think we'll start off by having a little look at some of these factors that can influence our communication, either adversely or positively. So, I mean, there's all sorts of things that can affect the way you communicate and how well it works. I mean, the choice of the medium or the channel that you're going to use to communicate, any kind of complex message really is far better off delivered face-to-face, anything with a high degree of ambiguity or complexity. Or anything, indeed, maybe you know that's bad news. Always,
although podcasts are a more than adequate substitute.
Phil Collins. How did Phil Collins dump his wife? Do you remember this?
Do you know? I can't profess to be an expert.
Via
Phil
fax.
Collins.
Oh, yeah. So extraordinary. It seems. It was.
Well, I suppose
it's at the time.
Yeah, but that's it. It's, I mean, like now, it'd be email. It'd be quite sensible. But
absolutely. But so you know, a strange way to give bad news or any complex message. So
they both had fax machines.
Yeah. So the choice of medium, can dramatically affect the power of your message. I think really, if you choose an appropriate medium, it can enhance it. If you choose the wrong medium, I think it can very much adversely affect it. Obviously. The mood that you find yourself in, you know, it can be definitely worth, if you're feeling particularly emotional at a time, I think, saving any kind of negotiation or meeting for a later stage, or if indeed the other party, if you're aware.
And also the mood of the company in which you're working. We were talking in an early podcast, the leadership podcast, that was talking about Maslow and motivation and the different levels of the pyramid. So if there are a lot of redundancies, say, in an organisation, then as you'd expect, the mood will be fairly low.
Yes.
And so it just means that if you're then trying to sell the benefits of a project, quite rightly, people probably don't care. And so even if you may well have the message ready, if the mood is quite low, then you may well determine that you're going to convey that message at a later date. Or conversely, if the mood is quite jubilant, so the other day there's a train company in Derby that's won a big contract, as an example, so Bombardier, then you think, well, you know, when spirits are quite high, that's a positive thing. So you think, well, you know, you could maybe get through more unpopular things when the spirits are quite high because people are feeling quite chipper about other things.
Okay, I mean, team dynamics can affect the way we communicate, of course. If you've got a team that's highly performing, and if you think back to the Tuchman model, of course, the levels of trust and the listening that's going to go on between that team and so on is likely to be far more effective than perhaps a team that's just formed, where there isn't that degree of trust and people aren't necessarily committed to the projects and each other. Anything else you want to say about what can get? I mean, there's hundreds of things that can get in the way, barriers to communication and things, but
well, sometimes just if the message itself is unclear.
Hmm.
And so if there is going to be confusion, if anything, that makes it worse.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, clarity is a vital aspect to communication. Jargon doesn't help, does it?
Unless you're addressing people who would understand it. You know, yes. So jargon is a useful shortcut, but if you're addressing a wide group of stakeholders, and then try to tailor your message down to the lowest common denominator, really. So the language that you use, the points of comparison that you make, ought to be easy to understand by anybody.
Yeah, good. Okay, so that's jargon dealt with. Anyway, going forward, see what I did there. Okay, so why does all this matter, Tim? Why is it important that we communicate effectively? Well, I mean, I think ultimately, again, without good communication, potentially we're going to have costly failures, a lack of trust with the within the team, a lack of common understanding. I mean, if for example, the requirements which we talked about in another podcast aren't clearly understood by everyone, there's potentially people working at odds with each other. So, you know, hugely important communication. And I think, did you say early on one of the key reasons projects fail? Did you say that in another podcast?
I think I might have, yeah.
Well, if you didn't, it's certainly true. So, very important. I think that's fine, though, isn't it, for the moment? I think we've dealt with that.
Yeah, I think so. And it's an obvious thing, you know, as regards communication, there are different types of communication.
There are.
So as well as verbal, non-verbal, and messages that can be conveyed in that way.
There's a couple of great quotes, both by a guy called Peter Drucker. Do you know him? Management thinker, writer guy. He said, I'm going to paraphrase these quotes because I can't remember the word, but once you've taken one step up the corporate ladder, there's only one skill that matters anymore, and that's communication, your ability to communicate. He also said the most interesting thing about communication, the most important thing in a message, is what's not being said. That was a reference to body language. So I think on that profound note,
oh, wise words.
We'll leave you there. Okay. Thanks very much. Bye, Tim.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.